Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We're discussing the most recent Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
So lots to talk about here. I wanted to start off by talking about a couple different projects. The first one is the HMA, which stands for Hot Mix Asphalt Overlay Project. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So this is the HMA or Asphalt Overlay Project we do every 4 years. This is our second round with doing this way with this program. Bids came in about $300,000 under what we estimated. So hopefully we'll be able to go back and look at that project and possibly add in some roads or alleys and add to that project to get up to what our budget number was, but very excited. A good contractor, one that we've worked with before, one that's worked in Perry before with our engineers, so already have a good relationship built there, and hopefully we'll be able to get that project going early this spring.
All right, so talk a little bit about the area that'll be covered with this project.
Sure, so really it's a little bit all over town. So, you know, we try and do a little bit in neighborhoods. Throughout these last 4 years since our last overlay project, Public Works does keep a list of the roads that are in need of repair. So when this project comes up, we go through that, kind of grade out all of the roads, pick the ones that are the worst, and start knocking those off the list. So all the way from Graceland up in the north part of town, all the way down into Southgate, taking care of South 8th and South 10th Street. So a little bit all over town. So it's good to get that money and that local option sales tax money spread throughout town. And again, this project is funded with that 10-cent increase in the fuel tax, probably about 5 or 6 years ago now, as well as our local option sales tax. So really important project for us to do every 4 years, and is really a very noticeable impact throughout town. So we're excited to get this project going and have it completed yet this year.
Absolutely. And one last thing about this project, will you be letting people know of when streets are going to be closed when they're being worked on?
Yes, the contractor will be responsible for project schedules, things like that. If you're living on a street that is going to get an overlay, that contractor will probably have some sort of contact with you, whether it's a door hanger or actually knocking on your door. The nice part about this is, unlike a full reconstruction, they can come in, mill the street down, and put it back all in one day. So there could really only be a couple of hours throughout that day that you wouldn't have access to the road in front of the house. But again, the contractors work well with people. I know we've even made some very good accommodations for some folks in the past. So that's usually up to the contractor to make those connections and communicate. Also, keep an eye on our Perry Facebook page for updates on the project. We'll try and kind of keep updates on where the project is at and how it's progressing.
All right. Well, now let's move from one exciting project that got a good bid to another exciting project that got a good bid. That is the Mercury Community Building Renovation Project, Phase 1B. So talk a little bit about this project.
You betcha. So I think we've talked about this project before, but we did finally approve the bid and the contract with the contractor. It's Ball Team Construction, and they came in about $600,000 under the architect's estimate, and that's for the entire project. So our base bid and all of the alternates that we had laid out. So very excited to have such a good bid on that. And we did accept all of their bid and all of their alternates. So we'll be able to complete that entire renovation project. So also very excited to see what happens out at the rec center.
On this project, once again, what is the timeline that people can be expecting?
I know they're going to get started on the gym as soon as possible, so that's ready by the time school gets out so that all the kids have a place to spend the summer. So I think, you know, we'll have a project kickoff meeting here soon. And after that, again, the contractor will be responsible for getting us a timeline of when their project will be completed. But certainly by this fall, the project should be wrapped up. It's not a lot of heavy construction, more just kind of some light construction, updating of some finishes, things like that. So again, really excited for this project. It doesn't seem like that building could be that old, but it was built in 1983. So bringing it into 2020 is a pretty exciting project to be a part of. So it's an exciting time to be in Perry and a lot of things going on.
Same age as me. That's oh, a good frame of reference for you.
Are you vintage yet, though?
Sure, we'll go with that. All right. Now, the regular meeting on Tuesday night was actually two meetings. You also had a budget work session where you discussed a wide variety of projects and capital expenditures. So talk a little bit about what was discussed during that budget meeting.
Sure. Most of that budget meeting was spent reviewing capital expenditure requests and going through the capital expenditures that I'm recommending to council for funding in the next fiscal year. So still a little few things to work through here and there, but ultimately pretty good budget year this year. Not a lot of growth necessarily in what we were able to do and add, but definitely knocking off some projects from our list. And that's a really important thing for us right now. So every year I thank our staff for making this budget process pretty easy. Susie Moorhead, our finance officer, she's been doing this long enough that I think it's done before she starts sometimes, but she definitely puts in extra time and deserves a pat on the back for all the work she puts into this budget.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about today is you approved the latest round of tax abatement requests for the last year. So with that in mind, let's just talk about the housing in general in Perry and how it relates to this tax abatement program.
You bet. So housing has really been a focus of our staff and city council for the last 5, 6, 7 years. So we did implement our tax abatement program after about 5 years of no new homes. We implemented that. And so far we've hit right around 40 new homes in the last 3 or 4 years. So that's definitely exciting for us to have that new construction and opportunities for people to either move up into a new home or move to town and start to experience Perry for the first time. But what we're also seeing is a lot of people are taking advantage of our tax abatement opportunity for improvements to their homes. So we are seeing quite a few people, you know, do additions, add on a garage, remodel a house, totally gut a house and remodel it, whatever you have. So that's been really exciting. So our next big initiative is going to be taking care of some of the more blighted homes and blighted areas in the community. So at the last council meeting, somebody ended up actually donating a home to us that's pretty much beyond repair, if you will. So I think we'll be able to deconstruct that house and take it away and have a nice lot. It's a pretty narrow lot in an older part of town, so it'll make a nice wide lot for somebody if, you know, one of the neighbors gets a hold of that or something. So really looking forward to getting more of that going on, taking care of some of these other blighted and abandoned homes in town.
Absolutely. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I don't think I do today, Joe. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.